"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com. Welcome to the show. John is on vacation this week. I'm here with Deborah Mark. You do, of course, have a chance at money in about 15 minutes. We'll give you the keyword that you enter at the website, KFIAM640.com, and you might win $1,000. I don't know. What's the big story today? Yeah. Overwhelming all other news, and they dumped it on a Friday, was the U.S. Supreme Court ruling concerning abortion. As you might have figured out by now, the Constitution doesn't guarantee you the right to an abortion. So over the years, as abortion became something that had to be dealt with legally in the United States, these rulings end up in the courts, and of course, the landmark ruling was in 1973, Roe versus Wade. There was another ruling in 1992 called Planned Parenthood versus Casey, which reaffirmed the Roe ruling, and that ruling basically gave women, United States people, the right to have an abortion. And under these rulings, states can regulate, but they can't ban abortion before the point when a fetus can survive outside the womb, which is roughly 24 weeks. What brought this latest case to this U.S. Supreme Court, we can thank Trump for that, is that they decided to take up a case out of Mississippi, which was banning abortion after 15 weeks. So we're now going to talk to Eugene Volokh, UCLA Law. He's a First Amendment specialist, but I'm sure he can weigh in on this. A lot of questions about this. Welcome to the show, Eugene.
Great pleasure to be on.
Yeah. So is this kind of, have you ever seen something that stood for nearly 50 years get overturned?
Sure. That was the famous Lochner case, you may remember. You may have heard of from 1906. I guess we don't actually remember it, but which basically recognized there's a right to economic freedom in the Constitution that struck down certain kinds of maximum hour laws. And then for decades after, the court struck down various other kinds of economic regulations, certain minimum wage laws and the like. And then in the late 1930s, the Supreme Court struck that down. It was 30 years worth of precedent and a lot of precedent, and it reversed course. You know, that's happened. Likewise, of course, the famously the separate but equal case, Plessy v. Ferguson, was struck down 58 years after it was decided in Brown v. Board of Education. So yeah, the court sometimes reverses course, not often, because, you know, just as a matter of running the court system, no judge wants every case to always be up for grabs, because then you'd have all of this litigation constantly challenging things. But the Supreme Court makes a precedent, the Supreme Court can reverse a precedent.
1973 Roe versus Wade ruling, and as I mentioned at the outset here, there's no guarantee, obviously, in the Constitution for the right to have an abortion. So what was the basis of that ruling? What did they use to permit this?
Well, so the Constitution talks about liberty. So the court said, well, this liberty includes a right of privacy, which is our right to make certain decisions about your, among other things, your reproductive life. And, you know, there had been some precedent for that. So, for example, a few years before, in 1965, the Supreme Court struck down very unusual laws at the time banning contraceptives. So a few states continued to ban contraceptives. Court struck that down, saying you have a right to choose whether you're going to have a child or not. Likewise, before that, the Supreme Court struck down certain laws that mandated sterilization of people under certain circumstances. And, of course, the court has also recognized the rights of parents to raise their children in various ways. That's also not in the Constitution, although there, at least, there's a longstanding tradition of recognizing that right. The tradition has been of not recognizing abortion rights. So the court was, like with the economic liberty case, it was talking about liberty generally, and it was saying, yeah, you know, we as justices can recognize new kinds of rights under this rubric of liberty and privacy writ large that ought to be protected. And now the court says, or at least five justices of the court said, certainly not in this instance, that this is something that should be left to the political process, state by state, generally speaking, rather than being constitutionalized by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, so abortion is not banned by this decision, but it's up to the states to determine how far this can go, right?
Exactly. It simply says there's no right to an abortion in the federal constitution. Of course, states could recognize it in their own constitutions or in state statutes. So California, it seems, very likely to continue to protect very broad range a range of abortion rights. Other states might impose pretty significant restrictions, and some states may try to ban it outright, except maybe even situations which involve threat to the life of the mother, life of the woman, let's say.
Yeah. So was this surprising to you, considering the makeup of the court? I know when Trump was appointing these justices, and he got to name three of them, there were big concerns in D.C. by Democrats grilling them over their stance on abortion. A lot of times they didn't really give much of an answer, but it doesn't right. seem like necessarily anybody saw this coming. I guess they just had to get the right case in front of them?
Well, no, I think people did see it coming. Of course, ever since the 1980s, ever since a few years after Roe, I mean, whenever there have been Republican presidents, one of the things that that opponents of abortion have hoped for is that they would appoint justices who would return the issue of abortion back to the states. That didn't quite work out with some of the appointees, like O'Connor and Kennedy and Souter, for example, were Republican appointees, but they voted to preserve abortion rights. But other appointees, such as Justice Scalia and Thomas, and then Roberts and Alito, replacing Justice Scalia, Justice Gorsuch now, and Kavanaugh and Barrett, you know, they were appointed in part with the expectation that they would do that. Now, Chief Justice Roberts wasn't willing to go that far in this case. In this case, he'd say, look, the law here, which I believe allowed abortions up to around 3 months into the pregnancy, that law is constitutional, but we don't have to ask what about a law that bans abortions from the moment of conception. But the remaining five Republican-appointed justices did exactly what, you know, the major constituency of the Republican Party had expected them to do.
And now, apparently, in his opinion, Justice Thomas seems to have opened the door to the possibility, and you kind of mentioned these before, interpretations of the Constitution under the 14th Amendment and your right to liberty, same-sex marriage, contraception, that maybe those ought to be revisited. But I understand the other justices who voted for this didn't necessarily go along with that.
Right. Justice Thomas wrote a separate opinion, but it was signed by Justice Thomas. Justice Thomas has very thoughtful and worked-out views of the Constitution, but, you know, he hasn't generally been able to persuade all of his colleagues, pretty much even any of his colleagues as to many of them. So his view is indeed, look, if it isn't in the constitutional text, then it shouldn't be recognized as a constitutional right. It should be left to the democratic process. And he also is the justice on the court that probably cares the least about precedent. So he says, I don't care. If we got it wrong some years back, even got it wrong in a way I like, Well, we should correct that error. But I think most other justices, their view is, you know, precedent is important. We should generally adhere to precedent. It's just in certain situations, it's so egregiously wrong that it needs to be reversed.
Yeah.
And I think as to contraceptive, I can't imagine any state actually even trying to ban contraceptives today. But if it did, I don't think the court would revisit that issue.
Oh,
and likewise with regard to same-sex marriage, of course, that was quite controversial on the court when it was decided. But right now, I mean, I think people have sort of reached a peace, a truce on that subject. It's not really big in the news in the way that abortion continues to be big for obvious reasons. You know, I'm not anti-abortion myself, but people who oppose abortion think it's murder, or at the very least think it's a wrongful killing of an innocent child. It's unsurprising that that's the kind of thing that would continue to create controversy in a way that something like same-sex marriage does not anymore.
Yeah, I think you're right, because Justice Alito made a reference to the fact that the whole idea of fetus and life, this is quite different than some of the other things we just talked about. But by the way, I think there was a politician in Mississippi who is saying we're coming after contraception next. So don't doubt that this could happen, or attempts could happen.
Right. There are a lot of politicians in this country. What one person says, even what one justice says, and a justice I much respect, like Justice Thomas, it's not really terribly telling of what's likely to actually happen.
Yeah, and did we see some of this, because the one purist I can remember is Justice Scalia, and I think that Justice Thomas is a bit of a protege of Scalia. Scalia kind of had this purist interpretation of the Constitution. If it's not specifically there, we're not going to give it to you, right?
Right, now I'll give you an example. There was a parental rights case about 20 years ago, which had to do with whether a state could authorize grandparent visitation. And parents sued, saying, no, that violates our rights as parents to choose whether to allow anybody, including our own parents, access to the children. And the majority of the court said yes, this statute violates parental rights. And Justice Scalia said no, I don't think that there really is a parental rights clause in the Constitution. And I think to the extent we've said otherwise, that was a mistake. And we certainly shouldn't extend it here. And this, I'm quite sure that as a policy matter, Justice Scalia was very happy about parental rights. I think he was a big supporter of longstanding American traditions of recognizing parental rights. But he said, you know, it's not in the Constitution. I won't follow it. But again, I think that's a pretty rare view as to pretty well-settled precedents that just don't arouse the same kind of opposition that abortion, for understandable reasons, again, whether you agree with them or not, but understandable reasons does.
Eugene Volokh, thank you very much for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Always a great pleasure.
All right, from UCLA Law, he's a First Amendment specialist, came on the show to talk to us about the decision overturning Roe versus Wade. We got more coming up, including your chance at $1,000. Just got to stand by for the keyword to enter at the KFI website. John and Ken show on KFI. In a moment, the moist line, but I got to stop just to note this. The fallout today from the Roe versus Wade decision by the United States Supreme Court overturning the 1973 ruling has extended to an icon of the liberal left. It's Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ruth Bader Ginsburg died in September of 2020 at 87 years old. But there were calls for her to retire before that. In fact, there's a story that in 2013, Obama had lunch with her and was trying to convince her to retire. Now, that's not nice, except she's had a long series of health problems. So it was expected with her advancing age that the time might be coming anyway where she should retire or die. And she refused. And apparently some of the liberal left is going to town. Some of the tweets that they're putting out today are just nasty. One person said, so glad that Ruth Bader Ginsburg kept planking instead of retiring from the Supreme Court. Remember, there were all these stories about her workouts and how fit she was. But in the end, she couldn't survive her health problems. So it's kind of mean, but you can see how worked up some people are over this whole issue. All right, let's grab the moist line, folks. See what they want to talk about this particular week. You leave a message either through the iHeartRadio app, its little microphone icon, or you call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, And this is Ken. We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Instead of build back better, how about put it back the way you found it?
The true definition of an expert is an ex is a has-been, and a spurt is a drip under pressure. Life-changing.
So George Gascon was breaking the law when he let the sicko go who killed the two El Monte cops.
Yes.
Isn't that called negligent homicide?
It should.
You commit a crime that results in somebody dying, you are guilty of that murder. Why is George Gascon not guilty of murder?
Californians need to get out and sign that Gascon petition. It's necessary. Also, Rob Bonta has blood on his hands, along with Gavin Newsom. They're his boss.
It would probably help a lot in gun background checks, if that's what everyone wants to do. Quit expunging the records just because they turn 18, because a lot of times what you get when you're 18 is what you get when you're older than 18.
Law enforcement has kind of brought this mentality on themselves. They historically have supported the Democratic Union, the Democratic Party. Their unions have supported these people.
My wife witnessed one of these shoplifters take $900 in a shopping cart away from the local store owner, who said there's nothing he can do about it.
No.
And then she asked me, why do we live in California?
This is a question for the vegan fanatic. Is it okay to kill ants, cockroaches, or even rats if they invade your home? Where is the limit on how big of an animal as such? Is it okay to kill or not kill?
We need billionaires or millionaires like Elon Musk or the guy from Facebook to build reservoirs in California and have security on them so no one pees in them or throws bodies in them. You know, they ain't going to die with all that money, or they will die and they can't take it with them.
I noticed that Newsom and Gascon are using per capita. You notice how they try and play with the statistics?
Yes.
Let's just take a look at the raw numbers. Who is really being killed? How many people? They need to take a look at that. Stop playing around.
Ken, I can't do any of those exercises you mentioned on Wednesday.
No,
am I going to die? Why, Ken? Why?
I'll be leaving my avocado ranch to Deborah Mark.
Deborah Mark, shame on you.
What?
These coyotes need to be trapped and euthanized on a regular basis.
Yeah.
It is not okay for us to live in fear for ourselves and our beloved pets.
George Gascon wants our pity. He had no pity for us. We're done with him. Goodbye.
Yeah.
I was already mad at Gascon, thinking he was an idiot. But after he talked, he removed all doubt. I cannot believe he said, let's not overreact. What the hell?
Yeah, two cops.
You notice how people like Gascon and Newsom play with semantics to try and get around and try and convince people otherwise? Man, those people don't realize that people are angry and they're listening and they're paying attention.
This is Grandma, and George Gascon just said it was okay to rob my house. Well, it's not. I want you to get up, get those petitions, sign them. It's not okay to rob my house. If you don't do it, don't complain to me. If your car gets carjacked, your house gets broken into, and your kid gets shot. So do it now.
You know how Governor Newsom keeps delaying when the Californians are going to get their gas cards? Maybe he should do an Amber Heard and say that he pledged those gas cards to the California people.
Hey, man, I agree with you guys with George Gascon. He needs to go. But I'm confused about something. How come everyone keeps saying that it's illegal for him to do this and illegal to do that? He's breaking the law. If he's breaking the law, he should be arrested. If I break the law, I get arrested.
What the hell ever happened with Garcetti and that India ambassadorship?
Yeah, what did happen?
Please tell
me up.
That
it's
he did not
She's
get
right.
it. I really want to hear it from the two of you more than anybody else.
Thank you for leaving the message. Please
I thought
up.
Of that this
Goodbye.
Week. There's nothing new, but they said that it was running out for them to get his nomination through the Senate. That was weeks ago. So I don't know. I'll look into that over the weekend. See what I can find out. But meanwhile, Deborah Mark has to answer that question about rats and cockroaches and ants in your house.
Well, I have killed ants in the past. I have.
Oh, but they're living creature.
I know. But when they overtake the house, I don't have a choice. So, yes.
So we do have an exemption then.
There is an exemption there. I've never killed a rat. And roaches, I'm afraid of them, so I don't go near them.
But you'd stomp on one, I bet.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't spray one with bug spray?
No.
Or?
No, I would probably try and trap it and throw it out. I do that with spiders on occasion.
Yeah.
I do.
The delicate operation of trying to trap them alive and carry them outside.
Yeah, it's not. Sometimes they get squished, but my intentions are pure.
Yeah, I'm a toilet flusher.
I've done that.
I take a lot of these things.
Well,
and
that's
just,
good to know, Ken.
I scoop them up with toilet paper and I just drop them in the toilet and flush them away. It's kind of cruel how they drown.
Well, I stomp them first and then do flush them down the toilet.
That's okay. You really are evil. Double death.
Jeez.
All right. When we come back, we are going to throw a hack in the dumpster. It just came up a couple of days ago, but it's very deserving and it's hefty. So we're going to need our mob members to really lean in. Is that what Newsom says? It's not Newsom. Lean in. Also, more Moist Line. John and Ken show on KFI.
It's time for John and Ken to throw a hack in a dumpster.
Ah! Welcome, mob members. They have assembled. It's been a while. We are going to throw a hack into the dumpster led by Svetlana. We have angry mob members from all over the planet to help us throw somebody in the dumpster. We do it every now and then, depending on the news story. Tell you who it is in a moment. There is a piece of breaking news from the LA County Health Department. Uh-oh. They have confirmed community transmission of the dreaded monkeypox in LA County. That's right. 22 cases. They have no history of international or out-of-state travel. There have been no hospitalizations or deaths. Monkeypox, of course, is prevalent among gay, bisexual, and other men who have had sex with men who attended large events. That seems to be the way that this particular round started, and they're cautioning people. I had a bowl of monkeypox this morning. It was delicious.
Really?
Monkeypox
no.
cereal?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's in grocery store shelves now.
Is it vegan?
Oh, I'll have to look. Okay. I don't know that's the case, but...
let me know next week.
You can have it with almond milk.
Mmm, delicious.
Okay. The hack for the dumpster just popped up the other day. This person wants LA to join Petaluma. Have you been to Petaluma? Petaluma. All right. Have you been to Rohnert Park? Rohnert Park. Probably don't know where these places are. Sebastopol? These are towns in the state of California that have decided to ban the construction of new gas stations. And the person that wants to do this for the city of LA is none other than the chin bag, Los Angeles City Councilman Paul Koretz. He is working on the policy. By the way, I just realized, he's on his way out of here. He wants to, I guess he got termed out of the LA City Council, and we've complained about him over the years. He's no Mike Bonin, but he's not far from being a Mike Bonin. And he's running for LA City Controller. I just took a look at the results. Looks like he may end up in a runoff, but he finished second. So candidate named Mejia, who looks like he's leading the pack. Hopefully Koretz will not land in the controller's office either. But he put out this news story this week. He wants Los Angeles to join something called the Safe City Movement, S-A-F-E, another great acronym. I'm not sure what it stands for. A group of cities whose aim it is to limit fossil fuel usage with local policies. Koretz noted in a statement that he hoped to wean LA off the gas-powered car with his proposed policy. There are many questions and concerns about this, particularly among people that still rely on cheap car transportation to get around. In LA, there's probably a lot of them, particularly since they didn't want to get on dreaded public transportation, the unsafe buses and trains in the city of LA. But that doesn't matter. To this guy, he just decided, you know, I'm going to virtue signal again. City of LA, state of California, don't matter. You get China, India, Russia, I don't know, to go along with these more stringent climate control policies. If you really believe in climate change, you might have a chance. But sitting there in your city council office and deciding, we're not going to allow the construction of any new gas stations. That way people just won't have a choice. They're going to have to go electric or they're going to have to find another way to get around. It's just ignorant. Now, he does not have a timeline for this. This is just a proposal. He's supposed to put it up and try to advance it later this year. But he just glommed on to an idea from a couple of dopey small towns in Northern California to try to stop the construction of new gas stations here in Los Angeles. Here is a bit of audio of Koretz. What's he, he's explaining why he should be city controller. Let's listen to this.
I'm a longtime Angeleno. I grew up in the San Fernando Valley.
You can hear the chin bag.
And on the west side. I graduated from Hamilton High and UCLA.
Oh, great.
As an assembly member and now as a council member, my priorities have been fighting to stop climate change, reducing homelessness, preserving affordable
reducing
housing,
homelessness.
Protecting
laughable.
Our neighborhoods from state efforts to take away our local control over planning and zoning, supporting public safety.
Are you ready?
Offering bills for civil justice.
Let's get the mob members in here and throw this. And he's hefty with the chin bag. He's kind of a fat little guy.
Angelino.
Let's get him into the dumpster. Paul Koretz, Los Angeles City Council member.
As an assembly member, and now as a council member.
Was that the chin bag draining? What was that? Paint splatter balloons. Is that something new? Or
you don't remember when you guys talked about a story about some politician getting paint splatter balloons?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
John wanted me to add it.
No, I see. That's right. We're splattering with paint as well as... That's right. They did that to, I think, a Russian politician. Or well, there you go. Paul Koretz. Hopefully he will not end up as L.A. City Controller. He will stay in the dumpster for proposing the end of new gas stations in the city of L.A. All right, when I return, the last thing left to do is to go knock on that door, open it, and let the rest of the Moistline people in. It's coming up next on the John and Ken Show on KFI. I'm looking at it right now. RecallDAGeorgeGascon.com, and the banner at the top says, you got to mail your petition today. This is it. There's an easy button right there, print at home. If you're an LA County registered voter, please do this because this is it. It's crunch time. If you don't mail it by today, you can drop it off at one of their petition locations by next Thursday, June 30th. We talked earlier in the show, they have to drop off all the signatures on July 6th with the LA County Registrar of Voters. That's going to be quite a media event. And what we're waiting to find out is whether or not the Registrar of Voters is going to look through every signature and authenticate them, or they're going to do a sample of 5%, which could be dangerous. So they're trying to apply public pressure on the Registrar of Voters to go through every single signature. But most importantly, right now, this is it. If you or someone you know is an LA County Registered Voter and they haven't signed this petition by now, they need this big cushion of signatures to make sure they have enough to get this on the ballot, go to recalldageorgegascon.com. Get that petition, put it in the mail today, or certainly drop it off at a petition location as soon as you can. It's a great website, too. You can read all about the victims, ways you can donate, the locations you can find out. Please get this done because we're running out of time. All right, let's bring in the Moistline people and wrap up the show on a Friday. You leave a message either through the iHeartRadio app or this toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Now it's mustard that's going to be a shortage. What else are we going to have a shortage of? And what the hell is wrong with this country? I thought we could grow it ourselves, make it ourselves. Why are we being held hostage by the rest of the damn world when we can do it ourselves?
Pretty sad that Deborah Mark doesn't care about the lady that died from the lightning strike, only the animals.
The two dogs?
Especially coming from a lady who didn't have time to pull over and help the dogs while on her way to work.
Oh, that's
story. Can somebody explain to me what when the stock market closes down hundreds of points or thousands of points, retirees are losing thousands of dollars in their retirement accounts, that all those boobs are sitting there clapping and cheering? Shouldn't they have their thumbs down and be booing when that happens? There needs to be a law passed, really.
We need to seriously do a freaking boycott on the gas companies. Let's just all stop going for a week or maybe 2 weeks,
well,
and maybe that'll
around?
Send a message home. This is BS where the gas price is just skyrocketing. Right up there with Gascon. Way to go.
I am wanting to know why you haven't seen the villain that George Gascon is. He is posing as the Joker. Soon he will rename the city of Gotham City. He's releasing all of the criminals for no reason. We're going to need Batman.
Where is my $400? I have 12 vehicles. Where is my $400?
You get more than that if you have 12.
After falling off his bike, Joe Biden's new nickname is Feeble
Knievel.
The big earthquake in Afghanistan has local doctors complaining about a lack of painkillers and antibiotics. The largest producer of opium in the world cannot get pain meds.
I've been in this city 38 years. Gavin Newsom is a criminal. Garcetti is a criminal. Gascon, a criminal. All three of them need to be in a cell with a guy named Bubba. Unbelievable, disgusting, rotten, dirty human beings, crimes against the state.
I've about had it with this Gascon guy. He's got to go.
I call bullshit. The e-cigarettes, the kids knew what the f*** they were doing. They just wanted a way to hide it in front of their parents. You know what I'm saying?
So. Here's a nice thought. Governor Newsom runs for president, gets either Beto O'Rourke or Eric Garcetti as his vice president, and then, since he's so good at appointing district attorneys and such, how about George Gascon get an appointment as Attorney General of the United States?
Joe Biden, your hero. Eliminating the 18 cents per gallon federal tax?
Wow. That hasn't happened yet.
So now instead of $6.78 per gallon, I'll only have to pay $6.60 per gallon.
Good
math. How great is that?
Guys, it seems to me like with the voting in California, if they don't vote, then they just count your vote later on.
Is it any surprise that Nancy Pelosi's husband is a drunk?
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
As usual, warm wishes from the Moist Line crew. You can leave a message anytime at 1-877-MOIST-86. Wee, it's Conway time.
Hey now, ding dong with you.
Well, can't beat that.
We're going to monitor the demonstrations going on with the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
Are they overturning anything out in public yet?
No, it seems very peaceful, right? Very peaceful crew out there, right? So we'll keep an eye on that. Michaelson will come on with us. Also, Joe Buscaino at some point. And then we also have a pilot.
Are they all going to talk about Roe versus Wade?
Yeah, I imagine some of them will. Yeah, right. Okay. All right. But Alex might be caught in between a rock and a hard place because he pre-tapes his show and it's on at 10:30 tonight. So if he doesn't cover that, we'll have to ask him if he's doing it live or if he doesn't, you know, because if you don't cover something
well,
like that.
The decision came out a long time ago, though, today.
Yeah, that's true. This morning, I guess.
Yeah.
Also, we have a pilot approaching LAX reports another flying jetpack. You know, it happens every couple months.
Well, I was asking Deborah Mark, do you believe this is real or is this just some figment?
I don't know. The crazy pilots. You know, they
just try it?
They've had a 14-hour trip across the ocean and they're just, you know, they're tired as hell. I don't know what they're seeing, but it's not a flying.
They're seeing like a big marshmallow go by.
Right. And then the first time Vinyl Records broke $1 billion in sales since 1985, there's a new pressing plant in Southern California, but they can't keep up with the logjam. People want their records.
Oh, do you still have a record player?
I do. Yeah, we got a record player. Upstairs, my daughter has one, so she's got one. Yeah.
So she uses it.
You know what? I've never seen her use it.
I think I have one laying around, but I don't think I've used it much.
Yeah, but I wanted a VCR. I want to go way back to the 80s, you know, get a VCR, and I got all these old tapes I can't look at because everyone got rid of the VCRs.
Did you see some guy just sold a Back to the Future, the first one, for a big pile of bucks. Apparently, it was in mint condition. He had it all wrapped up nice.
Oh, is that right?
I think it was $75,000 somebody spent on it. So you might want to save those VCR tapes. They could be worth something.
Yeah, I have a VCR tape, a mint condition. It's Raiders of the Lost Ark. Mint condition, the tag on it, shrink wrap, the whole run. So I looked up on eBay. It's probably worth $8,000, $9,000, $10,000. No, $42, which is less than what I paid for it. You remember when movies used to be very expensive?
Your schemes never worked.
I always get screwed. Every time I buy tickets for a game, I think it's going to be hot. It's not. I buy baseball cards thinking, no, the guy just died. It'll be worth something. It's not. Yeah. It never is.
You go for all the wrong fads.
That's right. make money quick schemes never, ever, ever work. Ever.
Dig dong.
Dig dong with you. Have a nice weekend, bub.
You too. KFI and KOST in HD2, Los Angeles and Orange County. Live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app, and Michael Crozier has the news.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866 691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.